Good evening, everyone. I'm calling the regular meeting of council of June 27, 2019 to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Here.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present. Before we start this evening's business, Councilwoman Pismo is going to share some good information, I guess. Positive information, right?
As you know, this year we have been doing an invocation before every council meeting, and it was my turn. And on next Thursday is the is Independence Day, July 4th. And so in honor of that, I thought it would be a good time to read our Declaration of Independence. It is an amazing document. It's one that I think I haven't read enough in my life. I think it's really a great way to appreciate why we're all here. It's just fascinating that for a long time our people here were governed by one person. They had all the powers that are now shared by our federal, state, local governments, our presidents, our mayors, our governors, our legislators, and our judges. All of that was in one person. It's hard to believe. So with that, I will read our Declaration of Independence, which was signed on July 4th, 1776. And just real quick, so there's an introduction, there's a preamble, then there's the indictment. And so Thomas Jefferson wrote it, and he writes out all of the grievances that the colonies have against the king. And then at the end, it talks about what they plan to do about it. So, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations of which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present King of Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over those states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodations of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the populations of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary power. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without his consent of our legislature, without the consent of our legislature. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging wars against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by a repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, and that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Thank you. Something we often forget about, how we got to be what we are today. Be thankful. Okay. First order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of May 23rd, 2019.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 23rd, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 23rd, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fiebig.
Abstain.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes. The regular council meeting minutes of May 23rd, 2019 have been adopted. The next is our mayor's report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. President. Our service department continues to patch River Road, responding to resident concerns about the weather that we have had. With the River Road being almost done, they're rounding the bend near Rogers Road. And once that's completed, they'll have it striped also. That's the only one street that's not striped right now. Work continues on Dodd Road, and they put the pilings in, and it looks really good, like it's not going to fall down. Phase two of our NOPEC grant for the window replacement and door replacement in City Hall is continuing, and we anticipate the completion before this end of summer. Thanks to our service department and administration members for the fine job they did on Shred Day. We plan to have a second Shred Day for our residents on October 19th from 9 to noon. Civil Service Commission is working with the police and the fire departments to conduct an entrance exam for new hires in September. The sergeant exam given by the commission will be on July 1st to fill the vacancies left by the retirement of Sergeant Jackson. The police substation is moving along. We got a little setback with Spectrum. They didn't put the service in. We expect them to be done, and it opened about July 15th, so it can be open then. We've done some things there, and they had to fix the air conditioner and a couple things, so we're working on that. I've submitted a letter to the school board for packaging. Produce Packaging CRA, and look forward to the patches of Ordinance 2019-45 after the required three readings, and we can move this development plan forward. A ribbon cutting was held at the YMCA Dream House last week, and tours will begin the 29th, which is this Saturday. I just ask that people be reverent to where they park because it's very tight there. The Willoughby Hills Lions Club donated a dozen teddy bears to the fire department for them to pass out to kids that they come in contact with under emergency conditions. The administration continues to work on the employee handbook. We received a package from PEP, our insurance company, and they got a program that helps us write it. It's free assistance, and it's a nice product to enhance what we already have. So we're working on that. I received a resignation letter from Michael Germano as our city prosecutor for Willoughby Municipal Court effective July 7th. I would request that an emergency ordinance be passed next time with the appointment of Todd Cipolla to fill the position position immediately. Todd has experience as a prosecutor and has done an outstanding job for the city of Willoughby Hills while serving in mayor's court for many years. In fact, Police Chief Collins, when he received notification that Germano was retiring or resigning, he recommended that we look for Todd to fill the position. It speaks highly of the job he has done. I believe we can mirror Ordinance 2012-17 in the way of compensation, but that's up for discussion. We would not need to vet him because he's currently an employee. There would be no lapse in prosecutor coverage, and I would anticipate him to get the contract till January 31st with the new mayor coming in. Gives him a month to get somebody vetted, and if you want to change prosecutors. My sympathies since our last council meeting going out to the building service employee Denise Edwards for the loss of her husband Tim and the finance assistant Sharon Mulcahy on the sudden passing of their brother-in-law. I support the following legislation to include the adoption of the tax budget for 2020. Acceptance of the bid for the 2019 resurfacing in the Glens, accepting the bid of United Survey for the 2019 sewer rehabilitation, entering into agreement for the purchase of an asphalt roller, fixing the compensation for the part-time and full-time finance director, amending the BFI contract, which entails an increase of $1.05 for all households for trash and recycle. This will amend 2015-11, which corrects the amounts in the exhibit that we have on the legislation. Declaring police department firearm surplus and authorizing me to seek bids for the 2019 Dodd Road resurfacing project. I also did receive today the grant and loan paperwork from ODOT for $300,000, $90,000. So that has to be reviewed and signed. Finally, I'd like to congratulate Eagle Scout Nathan Dolinar, who I presented the mayor's proclamation to him in April. This is especially nice since I presented one to his brother Michael in 2014. This is a testament to the fine values instilled by his parents, Scout leaders, and teachers, and I applaud all the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for the fine work they do. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any questions for the mayor this evening?
Madam President, not a question, but I just want to follow on the mayor's statement about Nathaniel Dolinar. His parents, Greg and Lisa, invited me to go to his honor court and mentor, and he was formally awarded his various pins and recognitions for making Eagle Scout. He had many, many badges, as we all know, beyond what was required, and just such a wonderful family. And they shared that he's going on to the University of Rochester to study engineering, so a bright young man with a very bright future, and Willoughby Hills is very proud of him.
Thank you. Mayor, I did want to just mention on Ordinance 2019-49, which is the tax budget, that would be on first reading as we're having our public hearing on July 11th. And then that would be second reading, third reading before July commences, so that it would give time for it to be submitted properly.
It's going to be passed after the second reading.
Or does it have to be passed after the second reading? And Frank, is that in the time?
Right.
What's the date? Do you know?
15th.
Yeah, it has to be adopted by council by July 15th.
Okay. So we're having the public hearing in 2 weeks, and then we'll waive and adopt.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from Mayor? Okay. Thank you, Bob. The next is the Law Director's Report. Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a few items this evening. I did talk to the mayor about Mr. Germano's resignation, and had an opportunity to work with Todd Cipolla on Wednesday, I guess that was yesterday, in Willoughby Municipal Court, because I work as a prosecutor for Kirtland Hills on Wednesday, so I'm there along with the Willoughby Hills prosecutor. He is familiar with the court. He's certainly familiar with the responsibilities. I have committed to him and to council that I'll help wherever I can. If there's any lapse, I'm more than willing to cover until everything is resolved and either he's put on board or someone else to cover those Wednesdays. It's a very busy court as it pertains to our cases. Unfortunately, very serious crimes that need to be addressed, driving, etc. So anyway, that addresses that. The produce packaging, again, I had recommended that last time, and I just reiterate what the mayor had to say. As it pertains to the BFI contract, we initially had gone through and taken a look at that, and as it pertains to what they can or can't do, I did have a chance to go back and take a look at the 2015 ordinance related to that. And it's my position that we don't have to take any action on this. We did that when we passed it in 2015. The contract is the contract, and the provisions within the contract as to what they can do with rate increases were already approved by council back in 2015. It's my understanding that the rates have already been communicated to the citizens, and so they're aware of that. I don't see the need for the council to take any action on that. And I apologize for not bringing that up earlier to address that. And the last thing I'm going to ask Councilwoman Peaceboe to help me with, because I wasn't here for the Personnel Relations Committee meeting, that we had a presentation from Clemens and Nelson regarding the employee manual. You may recall that I actually had made the recommendation that we consider them, having previously dealt with them with the another governmental body. It's my understanding they've made a presentation, they've made an offer, and it would be my recommendation that council go forward with that. I think it's time to get those in order, the handbook in order. So you have that present or that proposal from them?
I don't have it with me, but I can forward it to you after the meeting. Yeah.
Okay. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Any questions for the law director this evening? Mayor?
I will just say that the magnets for recycling that start in July this year, they're in the mail, so everyone will be getting those in the next week or so.
Thanks. Those are very helpful. Okay. The next is our finance director's report. Mr. Berkchek.
Just a short report tonight. Some good news. I just received the June income tax remittance from Rita, and after 6 months, we're running about 11% ahead of last year. So that's good news. That's about $300,000. Typically, in the first 6 months of the year, we'll collect between 50% and 55% of our final total. And a little bit of downside is that none of the departments have advised me of any problems, with the exception of the fire department. We may have to come back for some adjustments there relative to their staffing. And then finally, tax budget will be on the on first reading tonight. It's the first step in the 2020 budgetary process. It's on the city's website as well as it's been available for public inspection in the finance department. Other than that, I have nothing else to report.
Thank you, Mr. Bergajag. Any questions for the finance director? Frank, I have two items I'll pass down to you. These are statements for court costs. One is for Robert Wager versus Willoughby Hills for $24.31, and the other is for Thomas Loby versus City of Willoughby Hills for $236.73. So I'm asking that these be paid. All right. The next is City Engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. We received bids for the 2019 street resurfacing and 2019 sewer rehab projects and would like to award those contracts. So I echo the mayor's recommendation to suspend the rules and pass with an emergency clause ordinance 2019-50, awarding the street resurfacing project to Specialized Construction, and 2019-51, awarding the sewer rehab project to United Survey. And then I would also recommend or request a motion authorizing the mayor to go out to bid for the 2019 Dodd resurfacing project. Our intent is to go out to bid while we get the agreement approved for the loan from Ohio Public Works. And that completes my report.
Thank you, Pete. Are there any questions for the city engineer this evening? Seeing none. Thank you. The next is committee reports of council. I went back to see what we were doing since the last council meeting, and if I'm correct, I think Councilwoman Pismo had a personal relations committee meeting. Do you want to do a synopsis?
Sure.
Thank you.
I can't remember the exact day we met. It was May 30th or 31st. It was the Wednesday or Thursday. It was the Thursday that there was no planning and zoning meeting and no. So if it's the 27th, I think that would have been the 31st. 30th. Okay, it was the 30th, May 30th. We had two topics on the agenda. The first was had to do with our fire department. Chief Gandy had recommended that we change Ordinance 2019-36, which pertains to part-time firefighter compensation. And he asked that we change it to provide uniform allowances based on the amount of hours worked by our part-time firefighters rather than their pay classification, considering that when we need replacement of uniforms, it's not necessarily related to what class you're hired into or what class your raise bumps you into, but more how long you've been wearing the uniform. So I think that's a really common sense suggestion. And then he also recommended that we remove acting shift officer language from the ordinance because it's not applicable to the department practices. The committee agreed with Chief Gandy that these recommendations were appropriate and unanimously recommended that we ask our council clerk to prepare an ordinance for a future meeting. The second issue had to do with our employee handbook. We had Andrew Esposito, who is a partner with Clemens Nelson, address the committee. Clemens Nelson is a firm that assists local governments with human resource issues. Our law director, Mr. O'Leary, he worked with him with the Port Authority, and he highly recommended that we speak with him about drafting an employee handbook for Willoughby Hills. Since we have several different unions, as well as non-union employees, and have had no employee handbook for a long time, perhaps never, the committee unanimously recommended that the city engage Clemens Nelson to assist us in drafting an employee handbook that protects the interests of our employees and our taxpayers equally. So according to Mr. Esposito, for approximately $8,000, Clemens Nelson would work with the input of our employees, the mayor, the law director, and council, and provide on-call assistance for a year to deal with interpretation, disputes, or anything related to the employee handbook and implementation of it. Because the cost is less than what it would cost for a Willoughby Hills employee's time to write a one from scratch, and no one in our staff has the labor or employment law expertise to do a good one. The committee unanimously agreed with our law director that the city should engage Clemens Nelson to help us finally put employee policies and procedures in place for our city. And I think that would be good for all of us. And that's it. I stand open to questions, please.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Councilwoman Pismo on the Personal Relations Committee meeting? Thank you. Any other councilmen have information they want to share about their respective committees?
Madam President, just a quick reiteration that the Chagrin River Watershed Partners is offering a Master Rain Gardener program. It's going to be the registration is open right now. The seats are limited. The cost varies according to what kind of certification you want, if you want a professional one or if you just want one as a backyard gardener. There is information on their website about this, or if anybody wants further information, you can see me and I can email you a copy if you need that. Classes will be starting in August, and they're held on Wednesdays. I believe there's six times that they're meeting. Classes are 3 hours each, held locally at the Lakefront Lodge in Willowick.
Thank you.
Madam President,
as
the city's representative on the Noise Abatement Council for the Cuyahoga County Airport, I received a call from the airport manager, Rob Hartigan. He informed me that a 1941 Boeing Stearman biplane is operating out of the Cuyahoga County Airport. Essentially, the pilot and one stunt expert are performing wing walking stunts. They're practicing for flight show season. They're primarily practicing over Kirtland, although to some extent I've heard people at Squire's Castle have seen it as well. But they're landing and taking off exclusively from the Cuyahoga County Airport. The plane has been operating for about a week and a half and will probably continue for about another week. Once it leaves, it's going on to the flight shows. It's not coming back, at least not this year. Who knows for next? But it's a very, very loud plane. In 1941, people were not concerned with noise abatement. And I have talked to many Willoughby Hills and Kirtland residents who have told me that they've heard a roaring engine. Some people were thrilled to see the plane. Some people were unthrilled to hear it. But I do want to assure you that the plane is only going to be here for about another week. So if you enjoy it, this is your last chance to see it. And if you're not a fan, it'll be gone soon. But the plane is following noise abatement procedures. It's just that it's very loud, even doing so. That said, the airport manager has sat down with the pilot and has created the least noise-intensive flight plan possible. So they have done what they can to reduce the noise, but it's still very visible, very noisy. And, you know, hopefully we can appreciate the antique plane a little bit before it flies off into the sunset. But I have talked to many residents who were curious, what is this extremely loud old plane? That's the story.
Thank you.
Madam President, yes, I've heard that today, too, and had fielded a few questions about that. But, yeah, it is very loud, but not as loud as some motorcycles that tend to roar down our streets as well. Madam President, the Safety Committee had made a recommendation to Council to adopt Ordinance 2019-40, and at our last meeting, which unfortunately I couldn't attend, I see that it was tabled and there was no discussion on the motion. Just curious as to why that was tabled and what transpired there.
I'd have to get back to you. That was a month ago now.
That was the issue on the Grange, trying to follow the procedures that the administration asked the council to amend the Grange use of public property so they could allow somebody to use a lockbox. So just wanted to see what had happened with that. There was no discussion. It was just simply tabled.
Well, when there's a table, there's no discussion on the table.
Madam President, I believe we'd have to untable that topic to rediscuss it.
I'll go back and look at the minutes and notes that I may have, Dave, because I don't remember. I have to be honest with you at this point.
Madam President, Recreation.
Yes.
The Recreation Commission, they put out their minutes from actually the May 1st meeting. So just real quick, youth baseball and softball teams have started playing finally now that the rain has subsided and the fields are playable again. So there's going to be probably a lot of rain out. So I encourage anybody who wants to go up and watch the kids play. It's a lot of fun. And support the concession stand because that helps go to pay for more. All the proceeds go to pay for youth sports here in the city. We also finally got the results from the pancake breakfast. There was a little over 400 people. The income was actually up a little bit from prior year. We took in, after expenses, a little over $1,500 for the Recreation Commission. That was for the March 10th pancake breakfast. And then the extravaganza also, that ended up taking... they didn't have the final numbers as of this particular one, but at the time, it looked like it was around $800 profit on that event as well. And then they have some events coming up here. Oh, if you're thinking about having your child sign up for flag football, those have started. And then also be aware that the Night at Classic Park is set for July 20th, so go and get your tickets for Willoughby Hills Day at Classic Park. That's all I have for now.
Thank you. Any questions for Chris about recreation?
Madam President, Councilman Hallam, when is the deadline to register for the garage sale day? Do you know what that is? Do you have that handy?
Yes, it is. So the garage sale day is August 3rd, and just looking to see if they actually put that in here, Councilwoman Pijamo. It's not. I don't see it in here at the moment.
Probably look on the recreation Facebook page.
That's where I am.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you are. Anyone who's interested, look on the Sandy Grubis. If you're out there, put it on the recreation Facebook page.
Yeah, certainly apply as soon as possible because the sooner. I mean, I think they'll let anybody in at any time. However, if you want yours to be advertised with the rest of the garage sale so that people know what you're going to have, the earlier the better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam President, if I can add that last year I compiled that list, and it took literally two full days to compile all the addresses into an Excel spreadsheet. And finally, about three or four days prior to, it was just impossible to add any more and then reprint or redistribute. So definitely three or four days before would have to be the deadline.
Yeah, I would plan a week out.
Yeah, I think I want to say it's the 27th for some reason.
A week out, I think, so that's probably not.
Yeah.
And Madam President, I did notice, I think it was the city of Willowick just announced today or yesterday that they were planning to do their own day. So I think our idea has spread.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay. Any other committee topics? All right. Moving forward, we will go to public portion. It's an opportunity for the public to come forward. When you do, please state your name and address for the record, and I ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes, and I will open public portion at 7:38 p.m. Mr. McKenna?
Ed McKenna, 2963 Lamplight Lane, and the zip is 44094. And actually, I had two items, and one was actually I already mentioned. At last meeting, the ordinance to change the security at the Grange was tabled. The motion to table it did not have any indication when it would come back or what conditions or time that it would come back. So I also have an interest of when that will come back to the table. The second item I have is I'm wondering when the Whisper program will be allowed to use its donated funds again. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Anyone else this evening? Okay, I will close public portion at 7:39 p.m. Unfinished business. So to address your two concerns, a motion that is tabled is off of the diocese. The only way it comes back is if there's a motion to bring it back, or it comes back to a committee as another topic and is reintroduced. So it's gone. I mean, the law director can expound on that if I'm not explaining it correctly.
You're correct, Madam President, that once it's tabled, there have to be a motion to untable it. It would have to carry in order to bring it back up for discussion, or it would have to be reintroduced in a different form in order to be addressed at a future meeting.
And as far as the WHISPER program, my understanding is that there are some issues aligned with that program that are still under investigation, so that program has not been terminated. It's just on a hiatus.
Madam President?
Yes.
If I could follow on, I know that you and Councilwoman Lenz are more inclined to work than you are to talk about the work that you do, but I think it's worth sharing that our Council President and Councilwoman Lenz have been working with the Lake County Council on Aging, have been reviewing the best practices of other cities and municipalities, and looking at how we can rebuild our senior program without the issues that we've had in the past. Obviously, we want to have the strongest possible senior program. We want to give as many benefits as possible to residents, and we want to take advantage of countywide services that previous iterations of the WHISPER program just ignored. So what we want is to have a comprehensive approach where we have a board, where we have oversight, we have responsibility to make sure that we never have the issues of the past, but also that we're giving maximum service and benefit to our seniors. And I know that that's going to be a substantial amount of work, but I give all the credit in the world to our two nurses on council, especially Councilwoman Lenz, because she dedicates her life to dealing with her clients that are often in the last stage of life, and I can only imagine how difficult that is, but I think it gives an incredibly valuable perspective to this body, because it's hard to imagine those problems when you don't live with them yourself. So I think that we really have to approach this not just by bringing back a very troubled, problematic program, but by having a better program that really gives residents what they deserve and make sure that, unlike the former city employees and residents who came up and talked about how they were denied services from the previous iteration of the program because they didn't support the right politician, we want to make absolutely sure that there's not even a whisper of that kind of behavior again. And I know we would name the program something different so it wouldn't be so controversial going forward as well. So that's going to take a lot of hard work, but I'm sure that we'll get there as a team. Working together is what we need to do to get there. But I think there's no short answer to Mr. McKenna's question, but we certainly don't want the abuses of the past. I know that everyone's in agreement on that.
Thank you. Okay. Moving forward, legislation. The first one is ordinance number 2019-45. Vicki, will you read the caption, please?
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a Community Reinvestment Act agreement by and between the City of Willoughby Hills and 2785-3278-53 Chardon Road, LLC, property owner, Produce Packaging, Inc., operator, and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance will stay on second reading as recommended by the mayor, as he's still collecting information for it. Thank you, Bob. The next is ordinance number 2019-49.
An ordinance adopting a tax budget for the fiscal year 2020 for the City of Willoughby Hills.
This will also stay on first reading. We will have a public hearing on this at the next council meeting on July 11th. And as our finance director indicated, this information is also on the website. And then we will look to waive the three reading rule and pass it at the next meeting so it can be submitted at the appropriate date. The next is ordinance 2019-50.
An ordinance accepting the bid of Specialized Construction, Inc. of Cuyahoga Heights, Ohio, for the 2019 street resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-50.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-50. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Vicki? Madam President, as we heard from our city engineer, that this was important to waive three readings so we can move forward with this road project.
Vicki?
Fabig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-50 has been waived.
Madam President?
Councilman Pismo?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-50.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt ordinance number 2019-50. Is there any further discussion on the topic, on this motion? Vicki?
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. Ordinance 2019-50 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-51.
An ordinance accepting the bid of United Survey, Inc. of 25145 Broadway Avenue, Oak Wood Village, Ohio, for the 2019 Sewer Rehabilitation Program and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive three readings of ordinance 2019-51.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-51. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, once again, the engineer has recommended this, and it is good news that it's 3.6% below his opinion of what the probable construction would be. So that is positive for us as well.
Vicki?
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. The three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-51 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council adopt ordinance 2019-51.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance number 2019-51. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. Ordinance 2019-51 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2019-52.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a sales agreement with Ohio Cat, 3993 East Royalton Road, Broadview Heights, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive three readings of ordinance 2019-52.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-52. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, since we did not have a meeting last time, I think this is urgent to get this piece of equipment in service ASAP.
Vicki?
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. The three-reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2019-52.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-52.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt ordinance number 2019-52. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes. Ordinance 2019-52 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2019, pay increase for finance director.
An ordinance fixing the compensation for the part-time finance director, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
And this will remain on first reading and will go into committees, finance, and personal relations. The next is ordinance 2019, pay increase for the assistant finance director.
An ordinance fixing the compensation for the full-time assistant finance director, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
This also will stay on first reading and will go into finance and personal relation committees. The next is ordinance 2019, BFI contract amendment.
An ordinance amending the contract between Browning Ferris Industries of Ohio, Inc., BFI, and the City of Willoughby Hills for citywide trash and recycling program, and repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
And right now, this will stay on first reading. The next is resolution number 2019-8.
A resolution congratulating Nathaniel Dolinar on attending the prestigious rank of Eagle Scout awarded by the National Boy Scouts of America.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick?
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on Resolution Number 2019-8.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three-reading rule on Resolution Number 2019-8. Is there any discussion on the motion? Mickey?
Biebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. The three-reading rule on Resolution Number 2019-8 is
Madam President?
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick?
Motion to adopt Resolution Number 2019-8.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Resolution Number 2019-8. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, once again, Nathaniel represents the best of Willoughby Hills. His family has been dedicated to Scouts for a very long time. I actually learned that his mother is the one who's organized the honor courts for his Scout troop for many years. And so they've really dedicated themselves in a way that very few families have. And it's the smallest thing that we can do to recognize them as we do all of our Eagle Scouts with a resolution as the mayor has with his proclamation. And I'm very much looking forward to, hopefully, Nathaniel joining us for this presentation.
Madam President, I also had the pleasure of coaching this young man and his brothers and during the years here as a coach. And he even helped out with my son's Eagle projects as well. Certainly is a fine young man, well-deserving, and it does take an awful lot of hard work. And I also would congratulate his parents on this. It's not easy to keep a kid focused, especially in the modern era where there are so many distractions and other things that children and young men and now women, too, that can be involved with scouting, something that really helps shape the fabric of character for many, many years to come. So, again, congratulations. I urge a unanimous vote of yes on this.
Biebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. Resolution 2019-8 has been adopted. The next is new business.
Madam President?
Councilman Pismo?
Motion to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the 2019 Dodd Road resurfacing project.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the 2019 Dodd resurfacing project. Any discussions on the motion? Vicki?
Biebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. The motion to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the 2019 Dodd Road Servicing Program has passed.
Madam President. Likewise, the motion to declare a surplus various firearms that were presented to us in a memo, I think we should continue on with the tradition of making the motion and allowing them to be declared surplus. So I make the motion to declare those various firearms as surplus.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilman Micah to declare various firearms as surplus. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I'll be voting no on this motion because in my discussions with the law director, he confirmed my understanding that it's not legally necessary for these to be declared surplus. They fall underneath the amount of money required. So while it's certainly permissible for council to make this motion, it's not required or necessary, and I'm personally not in favor of adding to the business of this council and delaying declaring surplus and selling items for votes, when, as we've already learned, selling things as quickly as possible does get the city the highest possible price. So I do not believe in the practice of unnecessarily declaring items surplus by a council vote and delaying those sales until a council vote. So I'll be voting no for that reason.
Vicki?
Biebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
No.
Plushnick?
No.
Fellows?
Yes. The motion to declare surplus various firearms as surplus is passed. Other new business. Councilman Phoebig, I heard that possibly you would like our council to provide a resolution to Michael Stanley. As he is a Willoughby Hills resident, he just received a Cleveland Arts Prize Award on Saturday, May 4th, for his lifetime work as a singer and guitarist. There's not a whole lot of information on that. I'm sure Vicki can look to gather more. Would you like to go forward with that?
Whatever the wishes of council are, it was the unique experience of naming a street in downtown Cleveland after him in recognition of his significant accomplishments in the field of music for the greater Cleveland area and the fact that he is a resident of our city. I think it does rise to that level that we've discussed from time to time about when do you recognize someone for some outstanding achievement. And while there are many, many people in our community that do outstanding things, the very public recognition of this, of naming a street, I thought was something that I think we should at least consider. So that's why I brought it up through the channels, through email.
Right. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but, you know, sometimes when you have famous individuals that live in your community, sometimes they like to leave that alone.
And this is true. He does strike me as a very humble man and does not necessarily draw attention to himself. But that being said, that doesn't stop us from doing something nice, which is to recognize a significant accomplishment of somebody, whether or not they want to come here and make a to-do about it or whatnot. We could very quietly deliver something. There's other methods than to have a lot to do about it, but it is whatever the wishes of council would be, and thank you for considering it.
Madam President, as an aside, Michael Stanley will be performing this Saturday night at Lakeside Chautauqua, a place where my family vacations in the summer, at the Hoover Auditorium on the 29th of June, if anyone would like to go and see him.
So the law director just moved right into for the good of the community.
Nice segue. If I could jump in, because, well, our law director may want to hear from Michael Stanley on June 29th, and I think that would be amazing. There's another musical event on June 29th, this Saturday, starting at noon, but really kicking off at 2 p.m. at our Willoughby Hills VFW. It is Sahara Music Fest. This is the second annual, so it was very big last year. It was a great time. There are free hot dogs, free beer, and a lot of free music. I know Ted Reiser, I think, is the main band, but there are going to be many of the bands that used to play at the old Sahara Club in Willoughby Hills. I know anyone who's visited the local tavern has seen the little light-up sign, Sahara Club, out in the back door patio. But the big Sahara Club sign, the one you might remember from the street, is actually privately owned, and the owner is bringing that sign so you can take pictures with your friends and prove you're still cool if you come to the VFW. There will be a few raffles, what have you, but any proceeds go to benefit our veterans, to benefit the VFW post, so it's a very good cause, but most is honestly free. I expect a big crowd. I'm going to be there. I hope everyone at this dais will come. I think it's going to be a blast. You know, working together is important, but having a little fun together as a community is important too, and we thank our VFW for putting it on. Also along the lines of Michael Stanley, I agree that when a resident in Willoughby Hills does something truly notable, that it's important for it to be recognized. And I was really amazed when I found out that just days ago, the Ohio Secretary of State himself recognized a Willoughby Hills resident as the election official of the year for the state of Ohio. Now, this person has been on the Board of Elections for decades and is now the chair of the Board of Elections. And while it's no surprise to me that his work is unimpeachable and the best in the state, it is a surprise that that quiet, hard work is so highly recognized. And I want to say congratulations to our council president on marrying well, because her husband, Dale Fellows, the chairman of the Lake County Board of Elections, was so recognized by the Ohio Secretary of State as the election official of the year. And I think it gives us the greatest confidence in the freedom and care with which our elections are conducted, not just for Willoughby Hills, but all of Lake County, that this is the number one election official in the state, and I don't think there's a council resolution big enough to encompass that, so I just want to say it myself. Congratulations, Dale Fellows.
Congratulations, Dale.
Any other for the good of the order or the community?
Madam President, I just want to say, along talking about the youth softball and baseball leagues, last week our 12U team from Willoughby Hills. They are, along with another team, and I don't remember where they're from at the moment, the other team, they were both undefeated, and you missed a great game because they our team was down one run in the final inning, and they tied it up, went into extra innings, and ended up winning again. And so now they're the only team in that league that is undefeated.
Amazing. Yeah. Great, great. Anyone else?
I'd like to wish everyone a happy 4th of July and Independence Day.
Safe and happy.
Yep.
All right, I'll entertain. I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to adjourn the meeting. There's no discussion on adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes. Meeting is adjourned at 8 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
So you could potentially do both. That would be tight.
That would be tight.